You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A lawsuit filed by Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes' attorney seeking legal fees will continue after a court ruling on Friday found that there was a reasonable basis to move forward. The attorney, Richard Hodson, is seeking over $27,000 in legal fees for representing Sheriff Hakes in connection to the county's investigation into his conduct as sheriff, including allegations of dishonesty and questions about his credibility. The Chippewa County Board voted against paying that claim in October after consulting with their liability insurance company. The Town of Hudson Board will discuss the compensation of its clerk following a wage study that found the part-time position's annual income is over $100,000. The board scheduled the discussion for a closed session next week, which will be made public if any action is taken on the matter. The study found that the $104,000 wage is more than double the average for clerks in similar municipalities. That part-time clerk works at least 24 hours per week and has additional responsibilities for elections and board meetings. A Minnesota man accused of stealing a trailer from a Rice Lake business by posing as a contractor is set to appear in Barron County Circuit Court on Wednesday. According to court documents, 56-year-old Olaf Beckman is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine on charges of felony theft, false representation. Beckman is accused of claiming to be a Honeywell contractor in February before stealing a trailer from Peach Trailer Sales. The owner of the company reported the fraud in April, and Beckman was officially charged earlier this month. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued a proclamation declaring June 16th as Quick Trip Day throughout the state on Monday. The proclamation came on the 60th anniversary of the first Quick Trip location opening in Eau Claire in 1965. The organization has since grown to become one of the largest retail chains in the region. The official proclamation from Governor Evers also noted that Quick Trip has become recognized nationally as one of the best large employers and supports local communities through various programs and sponsorships. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for submitting applications to join the Beaver Management Plan Committee is this week. The agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until Friday. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's office has confirmed that she appeared on the list of names authorities believe were additional targets of the man charged with shooting two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses. The alleged shooter surrendered to authorities on Sunday following a two-day search. He was charged with two counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder on Monday. Law enforcement authorities say there were 70 suspected targets on the list, including 11 Wisconsin lawmakers. The identities of the other 10 are not yet known. Pierce County Fair officials are reminding area residents that they have until Wednesday to register their exhibits. Registration for an exhibit at the fair will be open to residents of Pierce, St. Croix, Dunn, and Pepin counties. The fair will also feature a junior class of exhibits for members of the Pierce County youth organizations. Any resident interested in entering an animal into the fair must upload the proper paperwork ahead of time, and all lactating dairy cows must be tested for influenza A before arriving. More information can be found on the Pierce County website. Two men have been charged in relation to an armed burglary investigation involving a 12-year-old in Cumberland earlier this month. According to court documents, 19-year-old Logan Draper of Watertown and 18-year-old Christopher Glazer of Oconomowoc were each charged with felony armed burglary, theft of movable property, and intentionally contributing to delinquency. The pair, along with the victim's 12-year-old daughter, are accused of breaking into the home and stealing a safe containing two firearms and about $30,000 worth of cash and coins. Some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation would be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue the language of the legislation fails to define what exactly plain language means and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly released a statement on Friday criticizing the level of school funding in the budget approved by the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance. Dr. Underly said the budget motion fails the state's students, educators, and public schools, arguing that it raises property taxes, cuts youth mental health funding, and doesn't support students with disabilities. School funding has become a controversial topic in recent years as districts across the state turn to operational referendums to solve their budget issues. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in Interview with a Vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad, then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over $500 million worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a 3-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, 2 siblings, and 2 other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's 2 young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Could get some locally heavy rain too, with an inch or more possible with thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.